Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Helen Kahn and Harper and Joe from Cup and Top in Florence. Helen, how long has Cup and Top been open now?
Believe it or not, Monty, we have been open for 8 years.
And when you opened it, you had two youngins.
I sure did.
And you decided that it would be a good idea to start a business. So Harper, now that you're a teenager, are you too cool for Cup and Top?
No, I still go there pretty often.
Are you named after Harper Lee, the author?
Yeah.
My son's named after Atticus, who Harper Lee wrote about. So you are like Atticus's mom, sort of in a very weird way. And Joe, you're 10. What is your favorite thing to eat at Cup and Top?
Probably in East Hampton.
Does it taste a little bit like a stale mayor that finally left? Oh, I'm just kidding. I love you, Mayor Mike. Tastes got a little mustache in it. Now, what's in East Hampton?
Bacon.
Yeah, right.
Turkey, cheddar cheese, greens.
So Helen Kahn, the mom of Harper and Joe, why are you naming sandwiches after towns? And what becomes the inspiration for behind what is going to be in that town's sandwich?
Naming them after local towns it goes back to the ethic of Cup and Top. Before we opened, we really wanted to have this local focus.
Right.
So the panini are named after local towns, and then we have sandwiches that are named after local places or referencing history. We have the silk mill because Florence was a silk-producing village. And in terms of what's in it, you know, we came up with a lot of great sandwiches and then sort of put the town to it. So we're not trying to stereotype people in those towns.
So
however,
no nut option Amherst sandwich. But talk a little bit more about that ethic.
Well, I, previous to opening Cup and Top Cafe, I actually had a completely different job and I was commuting to Middletown, Connecticut.
What were you doing?
I was the geographic information systems manager at a consulting engineering firm.
You know, we have to start a new thing we do, Monty. We have to guess what the person did before they're doing what they're doing.
That's
now.
Right. I couldn't even say what she just said right now. Forget about guessing it ahead of time.
That was part of the motivation for opening a cafe because I thought cafe owner, so much easier to say.
Yeah, right. Now you make sandwiches named after towns and muffins.
Right, right. So anyway, but in terms of the local, so I was commuting far away from our fair village, and I really wanted more of a connection to this area. I also thought with the kid-focused cafe, the reason for opening that was that, well, we had two young kids at the time, and noticed there was a lack of that.
What is the origin of the name Cup and Top?
It makes sense if you look at the logo. So the cup represents, you know, a cup of coffee, and then the top is a spinning top because we have a play area in the back. So the idea is that you can come sip your cup of coffee, your kids can play in the play space, and you can be comfortable and not feel like you're imposing.
Cup and Hungry Hungry Hippos was just too long a name.
Exactly.
Your ethic in opening this is to focus on local. What is local on the menu at Cup and Top?
On the back of our menu, actually, we list the places that we get local year-round, but it includes things like milk, and now we're getting goat cheese, I'm happy to say, from Sanghaw Farm. That's something we can do year-round, and then we're getting maple syrup from Dufresne's Sugar House. But then seasonally, we will get our mesclun greens from Old Friends Farm in Amherst. Certainly lots of kale. Kale's a big favorite.
People love kale. Eat more of it, I'm told.
One thing we do, which is turn people onto Brussels sprouts, is in the fall, we do Brussels sprouts with a cider reduction, and we get the cider from Bashista Orchards. People who come in saying, oh, no, I'm not interested in Brussels sprouts, we have them try one, and then they are very, very interested in Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts made right. Don't remember the Brussels sprouts of your childhood.
Revolutions have been made with less than that.
There was a revolution in Brussels, I think. Is that when Franz Ferdinand was assassinated? Phil Corman from CESA and Helen Kahn from Cup and Top.
So what do we have today?
One of the treats is a mini apple pie, and I brought that because that's something you can do year-round with local ingredients.
Yeah, right.
Those are the apples. Johnnie-Gold apples from Bashista Orchards are inside that buttery crust that we made from scratch.
So it looks like a muffin, but it's an apple pie.
Yeah, so it's sort of a mini, you know, on-the-go apple pie.
But it is pie day today.
Is it?
So that is an awesome, 3.14.
Oh.
Let's eat the pie. Has it gotten harder or easier to do the local thing over the course of the last 8 years?
I would say it's definitely gotten easier. When we first opened, my wife Dory was working up in Sunderland, so we had to make this special arrangement with Dave at Enterprise Farms where she would drive by on her way home and pick up the produce that he had prepared for us. We accomplished it. I'm going to say it wasn't easy. And frankly, at the end of that summer, we both looked at each other and said, well, that was great effort. That was hard.
Mm-hmm. Let's never do this again.
Yes. Definitely over the last 7-8 years, it has become easier. There's certainly a proliferation of farmers markets.
Now, Phil and I are eating this apple pie.
This is good.
Muffin. I can't believe this hasn't been invented before.
I know. I think we need more of these, and I think there needs to be a whole shelf of different kinds
of pies in muffin form.
Yes.
It's like the guy who invented the cronut.
They should be like mys. Mys.
No, I don't like that.
No.
Alan Kahn from Cup and Top, Phil Corman from CESA, also Harper, Joe. CESA is having their annual meeting in Potluck Friday, March 21st. Go and learn about all the wonderful things that's going on agriculturally and eat some of the bountiful harvest. Get more info at buylocalfood.org.